A full-scale war between India and Pakistan would not remain confined to South Asia. Its strategic shockwaves could profoundly destabilize Central Asia, a region already grappling with geopolitical competition, fragile security balances, and economic transition. Given its proximity to Afghanistan and rising importance as an energy and transit hub between East and West, Central Asia would be uniquely vulnerable to the economic, political, and security consequences of such a conflict. Central Asia is already a theater for geopolitical rivalry among China, Russia, and the United States. A war in South Asia would likely intensify this contest. China, closely aligned with Pakistan and heavily invested in the $65 billion China-Pakistan Economic Corridor (CPEC), would seek to secure its regional trade routes and counterbalance Indian influence. Russia, historic ally of India and dominant military player in Central Asia through CSTO, may use the crisis to strengthen security ties with its southern neighbors, especially amid its ongoing confrontation with NATO. Meanwhile, the US and EU, aiming to curb Chinese and Russian influence, may push for deeper military and intelligence partnerships with Central Asian states. Such overlapping pressures risk dividing the region. Some states, for example Turkmenistan, may tilt toward China, others, for example Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, toward Russia or the West, undermining regional cohesion. The Afghanistan-Pakistan border could become a flashpoint, with tensions already escalating between Islamabad and Kabul over militant sanctuaries. A full-scale war may further destabilize the frontier. Pro-Pakistani militant groups like Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed could use Afghan territory to launch attacks on India. This in turn could prompt retaliatory strikes and drag Afghanistan into the conflict, spilling over into Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, where transnational groups are active. Also, the ISIS Khorasan branch may exploit the chaos to expand its influence. Central Asia's economic development heavily relies on regional connectivity, including the CPEC, the International North-South Transport Corridor (INSTC), and major infrastructure initiatives like CASA 1000 and TAPI. A war would endanger these projects, delay investments, and increase insurance risk for regional trade through Pakistani ports. While Chabahar port in Iran may provide an alternative for India-Central Asia trade, any escalation in Afghanistan could block access via land. The nuclear dimension of India-Pakistan war presents an existential risk. Even a limited exchange would have catastrophic environmental and climatic consequences, including radioactive contamination of agricultural zones. In Uzbekistan, where agriculture accounts for a quarter of GDP and employs a large share of the workforce, such fallout would be economically devastating. Central Asian states must prepare for secondary fallout. Intelligence sharing, border fortification, and contingency planning are essential. Regional coordination mechanisms must be strengthened to mitigate external pressures and resist polarization. Absent timely preventive diplomacy and robust institutional responses, Central Asia could become one of the earliest victims of South Asian war, It neither started nor wanted.